Oh, I've only got two blobs. So I just want to, today is Tuesday, Beis Adar Beis, 12th of March. Our learning of Hilchos Loshon Hara is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chai L'Besoich Shara Chol Yisrael. So, yeah, I gave you homework yesterday. I left you with a question. It was my own question. I don't know whether it's a simple question. It might be that it's not a question at all. But my kasha was that we spoke about what this chapter called Past Misdeeds, not mentioning to other people things that people have done in the past which they might be ashamed of, because then that's pure Lashon Hara to speak about somebody who did something in the past, to say what they were or how they were or what they did, etc. All those things are they're called Lashon Hara. And my kasha was that we do that on Pesach at night. On Pesach at night, one of the features, the differences between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the week, is one of the differences, Maschil Begnus or Masayim Bishvach. And we start off either Mitchilo Ovde Avodah Zorah Hoyavaseinu, or we start off Avodim Hayinu, it's Machlokes Rav Shmuel in the Gemara, excuse me, and we do both. So we do Avodim Hayinu and we do Mitchilo Ovde Avodah Zorah. Actually, Agav, I wanted to say in brackets that there's a very nice thought from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecharei Levracha. It's in one of the recordings of the shiurim that he gave in Ei Yisrael. So on the Haggadah Shel Pesach shiur, he gives a shiur and he says, why does Rav say what he says? Rav says that maschil b'gnus. What is the gnus? The gnus is that we start off mitchila ovdei avodah zorah hoyavaseinu, the Terech and Avram were ovdei avodah zorah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gradually brought us to Matan Torah, and now we're avodim of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shmuel says, no, not mitchila ovdei avodah zorah hoyavaseinu. You should start from avodim ayinu lefar b'mitzrayim. So Rabbi Bernstein says, why does Rav say what he says, or why does Shmuel say what he says? So he says as follows. He says, Rav was a Rosh Yeshiva, big Talmud Chacham, and a Rosh Yeshiva, cocooned in his yeshiva, in his avodah. If you asked Rav, what is the worst state that you could imagine that Klal Yisrael could find themselves in? What's the most terrible thing that could happen to Klal Yisrael as a nation? And he would think about it and say, oh, Evdei Avodah Zorah, Chas V'Sholom, you know, if they were spiritually... if they were spiritually, I'm trying to think of the right word for it, but if they were being Ovdei Avodah Zorah, that would be the most terrible thing you could ever say about Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Maschil Bignus, we start off Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zorah Hayavaseinu. But he says that Shmuel, the Gemara says, was a doctor. Besides being a big Talmud Chacham and a big Rav, but he was a doctor. He mixed with ordinary people. Right? He went around and he met patients, etc., etc. He mixed with ordinary people. Yeah? And therefore he said that Shmuel, if you asked him, if you ask your average Jew on the Tel Aviv omnibus, yeah, what was the worst situation the Klal Yisrael found themselves in history, he'll say, we were slaves. We were physically afflicted. And therefore Shmuel said what he said, that Maschil Begnus will start from Avodim Ayin Lefar B'Mitzrayim, and he goes through a few sugyas in Shas, where Rav and Shmuel argue, and he points out that Rav said what he said because he was a Rosh Yeshiva, and Shmuel said what he said because he was a doctor, because he was more down to earth, mixing with average people. Okay, but I'll call upon him. I've still got the kasha, yeah. So the teretz lechoyer would be, yeah. Why are we maschil b'gnus when the Chofetz Chaim says that you're not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to say he was once fry and now he's become a bal teshuva and now he's a big tzaddik, because you're not allowed to mention that he, you know, past misdeeds. So, but we're doing that on the Seder. So, will you say to me that that's because it's l'toyeles, because we're going to learn from it, and the Torah is loshen hayro'o, that everything that's told in the Torah, yeah, you can extend the question. All the stories in the Torah. Yeah, start off with Parshas Bereishis, and the Torah is telling you Loshon Hara about Adam and Chava. The Torah is telling you Loshon Hara about Hevel and Cain, or at least about Cain. Yeah, the Torah is telling you Loshon Hara about everybody who sinned throughout. Yeah, what's the heter to speak Lashon Hara about all these people who did all these averas? So you'll say it's letoyeles, because I'm going to learn from it. Does that mean that every time you're going to learn from something, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara? If I want to give you a lecture about not committing adultery, am I allowed to quote the ploy? Look at what happened to Mr. and Mr. So-and-so, that he committed adultery, etc. Are you allowed to mention names and quote examples just in order to teach someone? Chweiss nicht. Something to think about.
Title day of the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, base at our base, 12th of March, Rabbi Eli Pick, Shlita, under the chuppah. The Torah is sponsored by a family, Roth, Lisbos, Apostle, and Simcha, by the Tribe of Illinois, Yoruba, Colorado, Cluster takes place in Mizrashim tomorrow. Yud Ches Ador, Yisgul of Nez Bais, the man you saw, the Kesher Shel Kayamo, Vilan Habiyat. The Lizkus, Sashivim, the Chayolim, the Melchamor, Shachzul, the Botahem, the Sholem, the Meiro.
Bishus, Kol, Hakol, Hakadosh Hazeh, Shechionu, Vikimonu, Vigionu, Lazman Hazeh. My son next week is Mitz Hashem getting married to a fine young lady called Michal Kaduri in Golders Green, and it's a Kinloss Tuesday, you're all invited. So it's in that spirit that I enter this subject where I titled our talk, Under the Chuppah. Although apparently there was a debate recently in Sunderland Yeshiva, when you have two Adors, you've got the Ador Rishon and you've got the Ador Sheni, so if one is born in an ordinary year, then your bar mitzvah will be in the second Ador, not the first Ador. The simcha is brought into the second Ador. If somebody has yotzeit, though, yotzeits are held in the first Ador. So you've got a distinction there between the Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. So the question they were asking is, in which month do you celebrate your wedding anniversary? If, they said, it all depends. If you're feeling joy, then you will celebrate it in Ador Sheni. But if... All right, okay, I'm in the Purim mood, but it's not a Purim Torah question, is why don't we make a bracha when you're getting married? After all, it's a mitzvah. The obvious question is, why doesn't one make Shechianu? There are some poskim who say that somebody who's getting married says Shechianu. I mean, after all, you make Shechianu on a new fruit. Are you suggesting that getting married is not as exciting as eating a mango? And what about and buying a new house? You start moving into accommodation, you say Shechianu. So, and after all, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, talks about Rabbi Yossi ben Rechav Lavdo. He said, I never really called my house, and my wife, Mi omai lo karosi le ishti, ishti alo lo ishti besi. I called my wife my house. I called my house my wife, because they are so synonymous. And then he says, and I didn't call my ox, and my field, because the ox was giving him the panosa. So I called my ox my field, and my field my ox. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting for one moment that you call your wife an ox. So there, why don't you make a Shechianu? And the bracha surely is said for any good news. So why isn't there a simcha where you make the bracha Shechianu? Okay, Rav Avadi Yosef says it's not actually prescribed in Gemara or in Rambam. If you make a bracha, it has to be prescribed by Chazal, so there's a bit of a doubt. But there is the minhag to say a Shechianu, say over in New Talis. And when the Chosson says the bracha over New Talis, he has in mind his mitzvah of marriage, and of course his new clothes, and his new home, and the gifts he's getting. When you get Kelim Chadoshim, if your wife gets a new dishwasher, she should make Shechianu. So surely she should make Shechianu when she's getting a wedding ring put on her finger? No, that is then the opinion that both say, but... When the bride receives a ring, she won't make publicly a brocha. We talk about sinners. But the Sefer Chukei Chaim says that the fathers of both the bride and groom should say Shechianu, because they got the simcha. You know, when you marry off your daughter, you're not losing your daughter. You are gaining a bathroom. So you have a simcha when you're making a chasna. So why is it that we don't have this idea? I have a nephew-in-law who says to me, that there should be a bracha relating to, when you see your mother-in-law, because, you know, mother-in-laws always get on so well with the chasanim. And his mother-in-law came to his house and said to him, how long do you want me to stay? She said, I'll stay as long as you want. He said, at least you can stay for a cup of tea. So,
then the bracha shechianu is if one has in mind the mitzvah of marriage, the new clothes, and the new house. After all, we know Rav Yaakov Endon says that you should say shechianu definitely. After all, we know from the Torah that Eliezer praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he found a wife for Yitzchak. And you, some say you make shechianu for building a sukkah. So how much more so, he says, is the joy of getting married, and therefore a shechianu should be said, and that the duty should be on both the choson and on the kala. So that's the mitzvah of saying a brocha of shechianu. But now I've got another question, and that's this. We asked, why don't we make a brocha over marriage? So you're standing under the chuppah, and you've got the bikas erusin. The bikas erusin is the first two brochas under the chuppah. We've got the erusin, and we've got the nisuin. The two are divided by reading of the ksuva. And after the ksuva, we say seven brochas, and those are the bikas nisuin. The nisuin is called the chuppah. Colloquially, we call chuppah the canopy, but the real word chuppah means the nisuin, which is the second half of marriage. And there used to be a time when a man would give his wife erusin, a kiddushin, and they would only get the nisuin and get married and live together a year later when the nisuin takes place. So what's the bracha which is said under the chuppah? And this is prescribed in the Gemara in Kesuva, Staf Zayin Omud Beis. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoy sov b'tzivonu al ho'aroyosh. So this is not such a straightforward bracha. First of all, it talks about the forbidden relationships. And then, who forbade us arusos, but allowed us to sue us al yedei by means of chupov kiddushin. So what sort of bracha is this? Is this really a bracha on a mitzvah of marriage? If surely, if it's a bracha on the mitzvah of marriage, then you'll simply say, "Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sov v'tzivonu l'kadesh eso isha," or "Al mitzvahs kiddushin." Why do we have to have this convoluted style of who forbade us the arroyos and the arusos and the hitelonu, but allowed us the suas lor al yodei chupov kiddushin? So, is this a bracha on the mitzvah, or is it a shvach? Certainly when you make a bracha on a mitzvah like lulav and sukkah, we know that's a bracha on the mitzvah. Or is it a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just like you say the bracha, Osim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Something amazing happens. You see lightning, so you say Osim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Or Sh'osoli Nes, you experience a nes, that's a shvach. And surely it's a miracle how these two strangers standing next to each other under the chuppah have come together. So that's a nes. So maybe it's a bracha of shvach. But let's call a spade. Surely if one is performing the mitzvah of marriage, you say, L'kadesh es ho'isho. Why this convoluted style? Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sov v'tzivonu al ha'aroyos. You know, when bris milo, we just say, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sov v'tzivonu al ha'milo. Or l'achnis mivirsei shel Avraham Avinu. Brocha on pidyon ha'ben. So why can't there be a mitzvah like that? Ah, you might say that the mitzvah of kiddushin is really only a preamble to the mitzvah of Purim Ravu. On the other hand, the mitzvah is there as a bracha, so you should say it as a bracha on a mitzvah. And then there's another question. What's arroyos got to do with all this? Arroyos are the forbidden relationships which exist even before marriage, you know, like close relations. Eishes ish. But we're not dealing with that here. So why do we say Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sov v'tzivonu al arroyos? And then there's a more perplexing question. Where do we find that you ever make a bracha on a lo saaseh? That you are forbidden to engage in the arroyos? Asher kiddushonu says, That's a lo saaseh. All the brachas which we say on mitzvahs are for mitzvah saaseh. You don't make a bracha on not wearing shatnas, or when you go to the shatna center, you say, right, I'm now making a bracha, shake it a shonu, mitzvah suvanu, lo lid labesh b'shatnas. You don't say such a thing. So why is it that you got here a bracha on a lo saaseh? Well, we never make brachas on lo saaseh. When you eat kosher food and it's got a decent hechsher, do you say, oh, shekel shonu so swanu lechol machol kosherim, to eat kosher food? There's no such thing. And what is this for hitilonos hanusuos, who allowed us the nusuos? Where do we find that nusuos were ever osur? You know, once she's a nosur and she's married to you, and we have the girsa suos lonu, namely to each one of us, we have a woman to whom we're married, so where's the isur here? Why do you need to say the hitilonu? Before you find the hitilonu, you have to find the isur. So the Taz says this, he says the nusuos were never osur, they were never forbidden. So why make the bracha? We don't make the bracha on other surim. So
the Chasam Sofer says, he says in the Pasuk, Al Tikshu Elisha, at the time of Matan Torah, the women were, the Nesuos were forbidden to us, and only afterwards, Lechem Olam Shuvu Lachem Le'alechem, then they were allowed to us. So that is Vehiti Elonos HaNesuos. And then there's another question, says the Chasam Sofer. What if you do the Chuppah, the Nesuin first, and then you do the Kiddushin with the ring afterwards? So is she Kone or isn't she Kone? So he's saying, the woman is still Kone if you do it in the wrong order. Hence the bracha, Asheke Nesholis Aswanu, and we say, Alidei Chupo V'Kiddushin. Why is it Chupo V'Kiddushin? Surely it should be Kiddushin V'Chupo, in that order. But if we say Chupo V'Kiddushin, so that if it was done the other way around, the Kiddushin is still valid. But it's a very convoluted style of bracha. And I mean, have you ever thought that maybe we should say a bracha? Asheke Nesholim Yisrael Svonu, Wehitilonu Es, the meat, for example. The meat needs shechita. So do we say, She'osalonu Es Hanavela Vesatrefa, Wehitilonu Al Yodei Chupovic, sorry, Al Yodei Shechita Ubedika? Yeah, so we don't get that style anywhere else. And she'osa alonu, for example, maisrus. Do we say she'osa alonu es hatevel v'hitzi alonu al yedei trumas and maisrus? And where else? And do we say she'asheker shorim itzai sovet sivonu? Do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctions, makes his people holy al yedei Talmud Torah or al yedei levishas tefillin? You don't find such a thing. So what is this unique style which we find here and which we don't find anywhere else? The Ritva says, it is a bracha on a mitzvah, and you make the bracha beforehand, according to the Gemara Yerushalmi, brachas over asiyoson, and he says, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam l'baruch alein b'shas asiyoson, and you make a bracha at the time. So according to the Ritva, it is, in fact, a bracha on a mitzvah. And the Ozarua says, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, like Rav Yechiel of Paris, that You should say the words v'sivonu l'kadesh or al kiddushei isha in line with the Gemara Yerushalmi. But the other Rishonim don't accept this, and you do not make a bracha except the birkas erusin. So the Rosh says you can't make the bracha l'kadesh so isha because the ikar mitzvah, says the Rosh, is not the actual marriage, but is the children afterwards, which is not the opinion of everybody. Some will say that there's a mitzvah l'kadesh so isha, and there's a separate mitzvah of peruvu. And according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah in Kiddushin in addition to the mitzvah of peruvu, mitzvah resh yud base. I was trying to think why the Rambam puts it as resh yud base, which means river quarrel, but we won't go into that now. But the idea here is that we're still not clear why we are having a bracha which sounds so convoluted and far-reaching that we have to say it in such a roundabout way. Rav Avraham ben Arambam goes along with his father and says there is a mitzvah and it's a separate mitzvah. And then it's Tshuvos Mem Dalet. He says even if a person already has many children, so he's already performed the mitzvah of Puravu. He is still, then, if he's getting married again or marrying a further woman, he is still having a mitzvah. And that is a time for joy. Not sure how one can afford it, apart from the takon of Rabbeinu Gershom. But, you know, even one wife costs money. But nevertheless, it is a matter of joy. And you make the bracha. The Rivash also says it's a mitzvah saseh. The Chinuch says, Tov Kuvnun Beis, it's a mitzvah saseh. And the Smak includes it in his list of the Tariag mitzvahs, that the getting married, the Kiddushin, is a mitzvah saseh. But the Rosh, some others, the Bahag, the Urayim, they do not count Kiddushin as one of the Tariag mitzvahs. They see it more like a mitzvah chiyumis rather than a mitzvah chiyuvis, that if you're going to get married, this is the way you do it. Like if you have a flat roof, you have a mitzvah to put a fence around it, a marker, but you don't have to build a house with a flat roof in order to perform your mitzvah. If you're going to have a house with a flat roof, then you have the mitzvah. So that is the view of the Rosh. However, many Achronim challenge the Rosh to say that marriage is not a mitzvah.
After all, if you look in the Gemara in Kedushin at the beginning of the second perek, it talks in where you're using a shliach with which to get married. And there it says, mitzvah bo yosebi bishlucho. It is a greater mitzvah for him to do it directly rather than to do it via shliach. And then it even says also with the woman, whom you might think does not have the mitzvah of marriage like the man has, it says mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho. So she gets a better, greater mitzvah in receiving the kedushin rather than having a shliach accepting it on her behalf. So the Purushim say yes, but that's really a heksha mitzvah, not a proper mitzvah, and she's there to facilitate the mitzvah. So says the Ran and the Meiri. The Ramban says you can't really make a brocha on the mitzvah of kedushin. Why? Because you haven't yet finished the job. You still need the nisuin to take place. So since there is no proper marriage yet effective, then it's not correct to make a bracha on Kiddushin when you've still got a bracha to make. Do you make a bracha on the Nisuin? Well, we do have the seven brachas on the Nisuin, but you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of Nisuin either. So that question is still a difficult one. So the Ran says it's not a bracha on a mitzvah at all. It's a shvach. We are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still unfinished business. So you still have to go through the Nisuin. But you've got to say something. You've got to say something nice. After all, if a bris you make a brocha, and a pidyon haben you make a brocha, so the chasna you also make a brocha. But it's not shaykh to make the brocha on the mitzvah, because ein asiyosa gemar melocha. You haven't yet finished the job. So you need the chuppah to take place. So what do? We talk about the kedusha of Am Yisrael. Mekadesh amo Yisrael al yodei chuppah v'kiddushin. And there is another problem. You know, if a man says a bracha, l'kadesh esoy shah, or al mitzvah kiddushin, what if the girl turns around and says, I don't accept. I'm not going to accept this. I mean, is she really going to say such a thing? After spending all that money on this beautiful white dress and paying all that money to the caterers and the musician and the photographer and the video, are you really going to suggest that this last minute she's going to back off? Technically, it's possible. And even if she's not likely to say, I don't want to marry you, nevertheless, that bracha you're making, supposedly, on Kiddushin, is dependent on somebody else. It's Tole Badas Acherim. So since it's dependent on her, even though you've got confidence, I mean, she's sticking out a finger to receive the ring. She's not going to change her mind now. But nevertheless, the bracha you're making is dependent on somebody else. And therefore, you don't make the bracha. So what do? We make a bracha on the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al Yedei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. And we asked before about Shechita. Why don't we say She'os Alonus HaNevela V'Satrefo? Or we could say She'os Alonus HaEvim Nachai V'Hitelonu al Yedei Shechita V'Dika. He says, the Shechita Mekubetzes brings down that the Issa still remains with the woman. Whereas with Shechita, you are totally absconded from the Issa by that Shechita taking place and the Badika taking place and the salting of the meat has taken place, then you can eat it, you can cook it, you can fry it, you can do with it however you like. It's kosher. But in the case of marriage, the Issa does not disappear. She's still somebody who is Osor until the Nisuin takes place. Certainly, we say the words Hashem Hashon of Mitzvot Vetzivonu, and Vetzivonu, who commanded us, doesn't really only relate to Mitzvot Daraisa, it also relates to the Mitzvot Darabonon, Apiyatara Shei Yerucho. And the Chuppah is a Din Darabonon, well, it's called Midivrei Sofrim, which doesn't exactly mean Darabonon, but we won't go down that route. When the Rambam says Midrabonon, he uses the term Midivreihan. But it's a lesser form. The actual Maisa Kiddushin is the Daraisa, fine. But then we've got this Loshon, Ashek Lashonim, Mitzvah Sovet Sivonu, and Va'osa Alonu, because you haven't yet fulfilled the Mitzvah Drabonon of the Chuppah. So just like you say Vetzivonu on Ner Chanukah, and on Erev, and on Megillah, and Hallel, and on Ner Shabbos, so we got the Brocha Vetzivonu on the Chuppah, which is a Din Drabonon Kados Moshe V'Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, well, we started off talking about why don't we say Shechionu, and there are some who say you do, but maybe putter it on something else, because we don't have the bracha actually prescribed by the Gemara and by the Rambam, so it's not for us to instigate new brachas as a matter of course. Rabbeinu Yonah says, look, you don't make a bracha over arroyos. Ashek it ashonim, it's the sovereignty of arroyos. You make a bracha on asay. So when you dip something in the mikveh, you say, al tevilas kelim. But we don't make a bracha on a losaseh, like hagolas kelim, in order to remove something which is treif. So he says it's a shvach, it's a praise, because we are stressing the kedusha of Am Yisrael, v'skadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. Simli says the Avud Rom, and that you can't rely on the fact that she is going to accept, and therefore we will make a bracha which is a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because she might refuse, okay, but you're making a bracha to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not making the bracha on getting married. In fact, this is an interesting proof for the cynics who claim that our marriages are forced by the mere fact that she can turn around and say, I do not want to marry you, shows she hasn't been forced into it, even though there might have been a bit of peer pressure. The Or Chas Chaim says, this bracha, the reason why it's framed in this terminology, saying, look, we're forbidden with this and we're forbidden with that, because really, Aroyos does include Eishes Ish. She becomes an Eishes Ish by the Kiddushin, and so she's forbidden. She osalonu es aroyos. And then she's still forbidden, but she's allowed to, so it's musa to the chosman. Because some chosanim might think, oh well, I'm married to her now. Legally, she's my wife. Min haTorah, I've given her kiddushin. She's permitted to me. So the whole concept of this bracha is to say to the chosman, hold on a minute, just wait, mate. If you jolly well think you're married to her, no, you're not. The bracha is a reminder to the chosan to wait till the chuppah, which is the nisuin, which might have been taking place a year later. Don't think that you're married to her. You are still like a bocha in all senses of the word. Except that once you've done the erusin, not only is she forbidden to any other man, but you are also forbidden to her close relatives, you as the chosan, and she is forbidden to your close relatives. So the whole concept of the kiddushin creates more isurim than before. So the bracha is reminding the chosan and kala, now that you are engaging in the erusin, remember that this creates isurim which didn't exist, and that you only get out of these isurim by having the nisuin. Hence the convoluted style of the bracha.
It says Matura, you manage to leave his parents and plead to his wife. That's a mitzvah, surely.
Yes, but it's not framed in the wording there of a mitzvah, Al-Kain Yazavishis Oviv Imo, but... that it's true. The Peru or Avu is in. It's said twice. In Bereshis, it's said as a brocha, but in Parshas Noach, it's written as a mitzvah. Yes, but that's the question. Is the brocha the Maisa Kedushin, or is the brocha of the Peru or Avu, that the Kedushin is a preparation for the Peru or Avu? So the Chasam Sofer writes that even if the main mitzvah is Peru or Avu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it done in a certain way. You can't just go along and take a Pilegesh and say, oh, I'm having children and I'm not really married, but I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Peru or Avu. So there's a way of doing things. A melech is musa b'pilegesh, but that's another subject. So the bracha is not really based on the aroyos, the losas of aroyos. It's based on not only the mitzvah of peruvu, but in addition, says the Chasam Sofer, it's a shvach on the kedusha of Kal Yisrael, because we say mekadesh amo Yisrael alidei chupov kiddushin, and that kedusha is reflected in a gisa of the Ritva, who adds a word to this bracha, who says v'hivdilonu minhu aroyos, who separated us from the Aroyos. So what's this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us? That Kedusha is an idea of Havdalah. To become holy in Hashem's eyes, we have to separate ourselves from the distractions, from the Averas, and for anything, if a child has to learn for an exam, then they can't go out with their friends, they have to learn for the exam. They separate themselves in order to achieve what they have to do. So in order to achieve Avodas Hashem, and in order to achieve Kedusha, we separate ourselves. And that the Kedusha is a Havdalah. And there's an interesting idea which comes out from this, because next week we start Sefer Vayikra, and in Parshas Shemini there, it talks about Havdalah. What's the Havdalah there? Between the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals. And there it says, Lahavdil, Bein HaTomei, Uvein HaTohor. Havdalah is a Kedusha. And you are separating between the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals. And there's a very interesting Tziv. And the Tziv writes in Parshas Shemini, Mitzvahs asay, it is a mitzvah to actually go and look at different animals and say, this one is kosher. This one is not kosher. So you've got a mitzvah to go to the zoo, look at the camels, see that the hooves are only partially split and not fully split. So you say, this animal is not kosher. And you can see the chickens or the hens, and you can see the goats and the sheep, and you look at their hooves, which are properly split, you can see that they're chewing the cud. So you've got a mitzvah saseh to say, this animal is kosher, this animal is not kosher. But there's a question. And that is, when it comes to the aroyos, in Achrimos, in Kedoshim, there it doesn't say, lavdil bein hatomei or bein hatohar. It doesn't say that you have a mitzvah to distinguish between what is tomei and what is not tomei. It says it by the animals, but by the aroyos, it says something different. At the end of Parshas Kedoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, vo'avdil eschem min ho'amim. I will separate from you. I will separate you from the peoples. What does that mean? If you keep properly to the mitzvahs of aroyos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will do the havdalah for you. Why is it that in the case of the animals, we have a mitzvah to go out of our way and to examine the animals and to say this is kosher and this is not kosher? But when it comes to aroyos, you don't have such a mitzvah to examine what is tomei and what is tahor. Said my Rosh Hashiva of Meir Schlesinger, he said, because if one goes out of one's way to start checking what is tomei and what is tahor when it comes to aroyos, you'll be caught. It's too late. You'll be trapped. You'll get caught up with it. And you'll be doing those averas. You can't investigate what tumah is with aroyos. You have to accept what Chazal is telling you, and Hashem tells you, and he says, I won't tell you that I will do the havdalah for you with the animals. You do the havdalah, and you can become holy that way. But when it comes to the aroyos, avavdil eschem in amim, don't start looking at it, because there are too many distractions and you will fall by the wayside and you will go off the derech if you start investigating what is tomei and what is tahor when it comes to the aroyos. So in summary, we've got the idea of what sounds like a convoluted brocha, and we've got a machlokas between the Rishonim as to whether the brocha is on a mitzvah or whether it's a shvach. But even if it's a mitzvah, we had the question, but we're referring to a lo saseh. A lo saseh with aroyos, which is not done at all anywhere else. But it's in the context of the aseh of Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al-Ideichu Pove Kiddushin, that is how we achieve Kedusha and the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. And we said also that you can't necessarily say a bracha when you are doing a mitzvah al das acherim, when you're relying on somebody else, and therefore you can't say a bracha on the kedushin because the woman might not accept. So instead, we're praising the kedusha of Am Yisrael, and more so that the kedusha of Klal Yisrael comes from chuppah v'kiddushin, more so than from any other mitzvah. So we don't say mekadesh Am Yisrael aludei Talmud Torah. We don't say mekadesh Am Yisrael aludei tefillin. But we say aludei chuppah v'kiddushin, because that, in the way the couple come together, and with taras hamishpocha, and with a code of conduct, that is what creates the kedusha of Am Yisrael. And sadly, in the non-Jewish world, it's not quite like that. There is a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Beis, which talks about the things that the Goyim still keep. They're supposed to keep a number of things. We know about the Sheva Mitzvahs, Bein Noach, and so on. But it says there that there is something they still keep. What's that? That the Goyim don't make a ksuva between one man and another man. That is the Madrega, says the Gemara, of the Goyim, who know that that is a step too far, it's crossing the red line. And sadly nowadays, that also has been reached. That the Goyim have done away with this concept of marriage between... Sorry, the Goyim have done away with this concept of not marrying man with man, but they make a ksuva out of it, they make a formality out of it. That is really in breach of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and that we have the survival of Klal Yisrael, which is not to be swayed, and we continue because of Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yadei Chuppa V'Kiddushin, and with that Kedusha, we should all be Zoche to happy marriages, and we should all be Zoche to Shalom in Klal Yisrael. Thank you. Big